Hey guys, happy 2017, happy new year.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
It's me, Adam.
我觉得新的一年嘛，就是要有一些新气象。我们今天的节目呢，要推荐一些非常适合新年读的英语书。
Okay, so all these really good books to ring in the new year.
对，而且我觉得就是 they will help you, maybe make some positive changes in your life.
Okay.
对，就是你们说的 make New Year's
resolutions.
对，但我觉得 New Year's resolution 这个 make 人人都会。
Sure, yeah.
But sticking to them, you know, keeping them, right. 对，就是 it's a totally different matter. 那我们的会员课程这周也会就是做一课是you and Spencer offered some really practical advice.
As we do.
对，how to keep your New Year's resolutions. 但我们今天的节目呢，就是我觉得也是干货满满了，就是你对英语书阅读感兴趣，然后又想在新年有一些新改变的话， we hope you enjoy today's show. 然后呢，今天我们的推送里面会把这十本书它的主题，然后一些这个 summary 都放在推送里面，大家到开言英语微信公众号回复十本书就可以了。 Okay, so all of these books, 我觉得他们都是 they target a very specific area of change that you might want to make.
Right, so the first area we want to target is forming a new habit.
对，我们选这个就是因为我觉得它是最 applicable, 最广的，对吧？你说这个 new habit 可以是我要好好学英语，更有效的学英语，然后也有可能 maybe your habit is, you know, be healthier.
You're right,
对
exercise more.
对对对，因为我觉得最主要就是你要去Form a new habit,就是要自己塑造一个新习惯。
Okay.
然后这本书呢，我是前几年读的，然后我就特别喜欢。And I always talk to our users about it, and I always talk to you and Spencer about it.
That's right. We have heard it once or twice. it's called The Power of Habit.
对，然后这作家是 Charles Duhigg.
Duhigg.
他得过普利策奖的 So he's a Pulitzer Prize winning 他以前是一个 business journalist 但他这本书我觉得特别好的就是说他除了告诉你人人都知道 habits can be really powerful right good or bad 他这个书里有很多的scientific research 很多科学依据然后有很多的 anecdotes stories 故事 evidence 证据告诉你我们怎么来 form a new habit、然后他这个 habit 呢说就是有三个 R routine, reminder, reward,
reward、okay.
他说你这样就形成了一个很好的循环、所以这我真的特别推荐他大家读而且他其实你即使看英语原版也不是那么难那么难的好那第二本我们要推荐的书呢这本也是我觉得在近十几年都在西方特别有影响力你要叫它成功学也好啊 So self-help success 还是 productivity 效率都可以这本书叫做
Getting Things Done
这 title 一听就是 no nonsense
Right
别跟我废话我就想 getting things done
Yeah, should be get her done
对just for go-getters, right?英语有个说法 Are you a go-getter?
Are you a go-getter?
Just get it done 然后这本书呢他的作者是美国很有影响力的一个 management guru 他就是教人家管理学啊什么叫 David Allen、
oh,
然后这本书已经出了十几年了但是他就是每年好像都会有 new edition 再版因为卖得特别特别好、
oh.
And this book actually borrows a lot from Chinese philosophy、
oh.
对它里面讲了很多 martial arts concept、
oh.
像李小龙那个时候很有名的 TV interview 就说到 you know, water is the most powerful、那它其实就是用 它会从一些我们东方的智慧然后再 translate it into 就你在 everyday life how do you get things done be more productive
cool
对 unclogging your brain 所以我就觉得这本也是特别特别的受用啊 very practical 很实用的
Hey, speaking of practical, I think our third one here might be, maybe not the, if not the most practical, but pretty practical for most of us.
Because?
Spend less, save more.
就讲到钱,是吧?而且这个钱呢, 我觉得在国内我们有特别多的什么 you know, how to invest, how to grow your wealth,、嗯、但是对我们大部分人来说还是要先从存点钱开始、嗯、所以这本书其实我们今天所有推荐的十本都是在美国亚马逊每一个类目里面 bestseller 卖的最好的、嗯、这一本呢叫做怎么少花一点多存一点How to spend less and save more.
Right.
这个书的名字叫 It's Your Money.
It's Your Money.
对，这本书的作者他自己就是，以前反正就欠了很多的债，然后他就讲他的也是 personal story，、mm. 然后就是说我怎么通过就是日常 ，you know。Be smarter with money, 我可以存下很多钱把债还了而且后面他就是建立了一个很健康的、you know, financial habit,、
嗯、
就是讲到 habit formation, 就是有一个很健康的这个存钱的一个习惯啊、这本书叫 It's Your Money, 你自己的钱好好去管理好好去 对待。
But you know, it's the new year, Jenny. We, of course, saving money is great. We should all save a bit more money. But really,Isn't what we want to do is to not to enjoy life to the fullest?
当然了 so if your goal is to enjoy life to the fullest, 而且真的 money can't buy you happiness.
Right, exactly.
可能只是短暂的长期的这个 happiness 是买不来的、mm. 所以这时候就可以推荐给大家这一本书 Oprah Winfrey 特别喜欢的叫
yes.
The Power of...
The Power of Now.
活在现在、嗯、啊，这个书的作者 Eckhart Tolle、
嗯、
其实他就像还有一些印度裔的什么 Deepak
Chopra、yeah.
就是
like new age
对
kind of.
新时代然后像新宗教那样的、
yeah.
对不对有些人是觉得啊一点都不相信但是其实真正读过的人还是说它里面是有一些Wisdom, 人生的智慧、mm. 就是教你怎么 you know, unlock the secret to happiness, 而且是、不依赖于物质的这种、mm. 真正的 enjoy life to the fullest. So read this book, The Power of Now.
Now.、
嗯、好那接下来呢我们要看也是比较我觉得 concrete, 实质性的啊、mm. 就是诶你怎么样活得更加健康然后有更加健康而且健美的这个身体
Right, because both are important
对
Right,
对
of course we want to be、healthy But we also want to stay fit
对 So if that's your goal 我们这里 not only one We actually have two books for you
Okay
It's by the same author, Matthew Lewis
Alright
然后这个人的书呢在亚马逊真的是在 fitness 这个类目健身健康呢是 top seller、
mm.
销量远远超过别的书然后他有一本叫做
Thinner, Leaner, Stronger、
哎、另外一本叫做
Bigger, Leaner, Stronger
所以一本是给女生的一本是给 男生的、
oh, So okay guys, you have to guess which one, which one goes where
对然后前面大家那种什么 thinner, bigger, stronger 都听肯定都知道但是其中有一个词叫做
leaner
对 being lean、mm. 其实就是说的你不仅是瘦对吧这还不是 thin 这个就是、
right.
you're also very toned
right exactly lean and mean
对就是身材是有雕塑的是健康的那种啊然后这两本书呢我觉得它就是从营养学你吃什么 really understand you know we are what we eat 然后 how to exercise 也是非常科学的 that's why、it's such a bestseller on Amazon 然后你对这个方面有兴趣对这个方面英语有兴趣的朋友呢都推荐大家来看一下好那 physical health is important but your emotional health happiness is also important
absolutely that's right so that's why our next recommendation is about falling in love
啊就是爱对不对、mm. to fall in love 然后这一本书呢其实讲到就是 love dating relationship 就有好多好多的书但是这一本是去年16年在亚马逊上卖得很好的它叫做
Boundaries in Dating How Healthy Choices Grow Healthy Relationships
对我觉得就这本是属于真的很 healthy 三观很正的一本书、mm. 因为很多讲两性的书就是 you know 它不是真的帮你去建立一个稳固长期健康的关系，但这一本我觉得不管是 dating 还是已经结婚 marriage 都很受用，而且对于男性女性也是同样的you know, it's equally relevant.
Okay.
好 this next one, 现在大家可以看看自己的家。Is it tidy?
Or your desk, maybe?
对，或者你的桌子。Or is it very cluttered?
Cluttered, okay.
Cluttered 就是很乱、一大堆的东西，这里一堆，那里一堆，对不对、So if your goal is to unclutter your life,
then we have a book for you.
哎呦，这本书真是，这个是日本收纳女王，叫做近藤麻里惠。Marie Kondo.
Okay.
然后这一本书是纽约时报畅销榜 number one.
Wow, okay.
而且它 number one 了好久，就是大家都想不到说一个日本女生写收纳的居然翻译到英文以后在美国卖的那么好。那她这本书就是She did it.
Right.
And this book is
The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
So to tidy up or to unclutter, 其实就是怎么整理，对不对？怎么收纳？因为他这个书里，我觉得他的 title 也特别好吧，就是说 it's not just about tidying up, it's the life-changing magic.
It's the magic, right?
对，就是你把自己 physical space, if it's tidy, it's uncluttered, 它对你这个总体的生活也会有很大的改变啊。好，那这一本不知道大家，我不知道这本有没有中文版啊，反正就是收纳女王在中国也很红嘛，所以我觉得如果你看过它一些中文的这个内容呢，读读英文也不错啊。好，我们今天最后要讲的，这样吧，我觉得最后挑这两本说吧。
Alright, so next resolution, start a business.
哎呦，就像我在创业，对不对？这一本我最近刚开始读，我真的特别喜欢。I must say 是比尔盖茨介绍我读这本书。
Yes.
Not、yeah. 介绍我一个人，而是。
Yeah, Bill called the other day and said, Johnny, you should really read this book.
First of all, he doesn't talk like that. Second of all, Bill Gates 他是年底的时候，我们做了一个会员课程，就是他最推荐的16年的五本英语书。其中 he speaks really highly of this book by the founder of the...
Nike
的创始人 Phil Knight.
Okay, it's called Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog.
跟狗没关系，跟鞋跟跑鞋有很大的关系。这个我们其实做了比尔盖茨那期节目，我们很多会员非常喜欢，说你们这推荐的五本书能不能带我们读一读，所以我们新年开研会员课程也开始了一个 reading club、读书俱乐部，就是会选这些易读的而且在生活里面非常 applicable 很实用的书，就是摘取一些章节跟大家一起来读，所以你是开研会员的话呢，就都可以来学习我们这些新课了。 I really love this book because I think it's very candid. 他非常的诚实， He's got just such a punchy sense of humor. 大家想到 Nike 的 you know, just do it、
right.
这种态度就是他创始人 Phil Knight 的态度，就都在这本书里、而且也特别 practical、好，我们今天最后第十本要推荐带给大家的书来自于
Stephen Covey，
这名字可能你听过，很熟悉，这本书你可能更熟悉。
Oh yeah, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
This really is like a Bible, 就像圣经一样的、
yeah.
高效人士的七个习惯。I must say, when I first read it many years ago, I didn't understand it.、因为那个时候我还是大学生，这大学生你根本不想要 be more, you know, effective.
Right, yeah, just sleep and go to class sometimes.
Wasting life.
Yeah, no, that's the point though. You're allowed for those couple years.
但现在重读这本书，我觉得不管对自己还是对于日常的生活管理团队，对于同事都特别特别的受用。而且现在我发现这个对于又要 balance work life工作生活的平衡，这本书也特别好。你 effectively 以后，你就会发现，不仅工作中有更多的时间，然后你生活里面也会有更多 high quality time to spend with your family and your loved ones. 好，那这些书大家有没有读过呢？你喜欢哪一本？或者新年 You know, reading many, 10 books is too much. You know, it, just pick one book.
Yeah.
Do you have to pick one that speaks to you the most?
Mm.
Pick one that you're most interested in.
Right.
然后新年开始读吧、
嗯
那大家也可以在我们的微信留言里面哪本书你想读留言告诉我们还有 你推荐什么英语书
Yeah, exactly. Any other books that we missed?
What are you reading now? 你现在在读什么Facebook posts.
Facebook posts, yeah. If I had time to read, there are lots of things I would read.
I'm currently reading Shoe Dog and I love it. 大家跟我们一起来分享。然后在开言英语呢你会学到更好的英语去帮你。我觉得看英语书的目的不光是看英语书而是因为它开拓了你的新思维。学英语又长见识好那成为开言会员我们新年带你一起读书还有更多实用的课程一年只要629到微信公众号就可以简单的升级 Happy reading and happy 2017
Alright guys, see you next time
再见